Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Hey guys, isn't it weird that if you smell burnt toast, you're having a heart attack, but if you can't smell burnt toast, you have COVID?
Damn, that's so true. That's so true.
Buddy, it's not when you have a heart attack.
I think that's when you have a stroke, right?
What? Stupid. What's dumbass. The difference? I only got it wrong because I'm having a stroke, to be fair.
Someone please tell me what it is. My heart hurts.
Honestly, very ableist of you to point it out. I said it wrong.
Stroke, brain, heart attack, heart.
And doesn't, like, when you have a heart attack, like, your arm will hurt?
Mm-hmm.
That's not much where your heart is.
As long as you keep your humors in order, though, you don't have anything to worry
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's true. If you have, like, too much bile, that's not good. Yeah. Like, you need to balance it out.
You still using those bleaches I got you, bro?
You gotta balance it out.
For your butthole?
Mm-hmm. Are you guys leeching right now? I'm leeching.
Oh, leeches. I need to bleach.
Leeching.
Oh, wow.
Me too. I thought you said bleaching.
You're gonna want to have, like, a big, juicy red steak before you get all leeched up, but
yeah.
Yeah, they love that.
Do you think we could convince those AI or like crypto douche bros to like somehow switch from that to leeches? I don't know how we would get to there, but I think it'd be fun.
I think some of those tech douche bros are like literally into like the humors though. Like I think that's like actually a thing.
Yeah.
You know, in the 1800s, the phrase, you need that like you need a hole in the head, actually means that you do need that thing.
Yeah, that's true.
They love doing that. They love to trepan people.
Got too much blood in you.
It's a problem. It's the bad stuff.
Yeah, don't go back to the past, gang.
No, that is the thing. Like, sometimes I'm like, man, this future sucks. I'm like, but the past was worse, though, because they would just, like, drill a hole in your head, and, like, you're better now.
Yeah.
The 1880s was the best decade.
So true.
they'd be like, this woman is too willful. We need to trepan her brain so that she stops being a slut.
This woman is hysterical.
Yeah.
Oof. The past is bad.
You know what's not bad?
What?
Our Kickstarter.
That's so true.
Let's go.
That's so true.
Holy crap. Thank you, everybody. My God, it is humming along.
Yes. As of recording, we're at 23,000 beans.
What?
Beans equals dollars.
And we love beans and
mm-hmm.
dollars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So here we are, 2023. Kickstarter goes until February 21st, 2023. We're having a great time. And we have two more weeks, 14 days, as I like to call it. And we have some rad stretch goals coming up. Maybe there'll be something you're excited about. Hoo 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 ha ha ha. I know you're gonna be excited about all those add-ons, dice bags, koozies, enamel pins. You name mm-hmm. it. What's your guys' favorite add-on?
I mean, I think the pins are. I'm super excited about them.
Mm. I like the stickers.
Mm.
Damn it! That's what I was gonna say. Koozie. I get the koozies.
You can add on an extra shirt if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Bachman, how about you?
Say this again. I was reading about Rosemary Kennedy.
You know the rule. What's your favorite add-on for the Kickstarter?
Oh, fucking all of there's so many.
They've all been said except for one.
You can't pick just one.
I think the only one that hasn't been said is the one that you hate, ironically.
Oh, fucking koozies. I fucking hate koozies.
Koozie.
I just said koozies.
I was just trying to trick you. You got owned.
There's a stretch goal where I throw all the koozies in the fucking trash.
That is true.
Into the Mississippi River from the top of the arch. You somehow get them to open the window in the top of the arch and throw them all down.
Yeah. If you give enough to our Kickstarter, they will let us record in the top of the arch. It's going
to
suck.
And they're going to be like, you have to leave. You have 20 minutes up here. Like,
the acoustics are awful.
Can you go up into the arch now? Because you couldn't at one point, right?
Oh, you definitely can. We went up. When my parents visited.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, we should go up into the arch.
Maybe it was
the little
COVID
pods
thing?
Are so small. They're very small.
Yeah, maybe we'll go to the arch where you guys are here. Probably not.
That would be so cool.
I don't think we have time.
I love the arch.
Even if you hate us and don't want to give us a dime, still go to geeklyinc.com/Kickstarter and check out the cool video and all the cool art that Bridget Cannell did. So much fun. Please check it out.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Everyone's going to benefit. The real stretch goal is we have 80,000 stretch goals, because every more dollar is going to make it better, because we'll have more resources to work with.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Michael, I'm going to do a perception check for any traps. Thank you.
Pretty sure that's an investigation.
Michael, I want a stealth.
Okay, roll stealth. Jesus Christ.
Fuck. I rolled a 5 plus a 2, so a 7.
So Screech, or sorry, Beholder Doodle, you up ahead see the jokester.
Since I am stealth, I want to speak to the clown in a language that he would understand. I want to give him a wet willy.
You know the way of the clown. I am the jokester.
You think we should go in after them, Rourke? Or I don't see any traps and you didn't find any plants.
Honestly, I feel like we could just go home. But
what are you planning on doing in the clown cave? Are you going to stay in the clown cave?
I hadn't really thought that far ahead. I'm kind of a seat of the pants kind of jester.
Guys,
I think that he caught the jokester in there.
Yeah, you come running in and he's like, hey, and then you bash him right in the face. And he goes down like a sack of potatoes.
I saved you.
I mean, you saved me from an awkward conversation, maybe. He was fine.
Yeah, I'm going to bring him back. And no matter what you three rats say, I'm giving him to Luther.
This is me, Luther. We will try really hard to not let him escape and come right back here.
Oh, I'm still unconscious.
So the caravan sets off.
Just don't know if we've seen the last of those guys.
We gotta leave town.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wait, are you being serious? are we doing this? I probably shouldn't leave the hook horrors in the mines.
Yeah, we probably need to deal with that, actually.
All right, we're gonna do that now.
You think there's only one, two hook horrors down there? It wouldn't be a problem if there's only two of them.
You did see more than one.
We just flood it and drown them and...
Yeah, we have to. Are we just, catching them, as if we're, animal control?
We just go in there with a stick with a long rope on it.
Just get them. Just trap them. We can trap them.
They're not animals, guys. That's so rude.
We trap them and then we put them somewhere else.
Yeah, we put them on the back of a wagon and then go down, 5 miles and let them out. Let's come back.
Let them deal with the... I'm not a surface driller, fool. The sun burns us.
Should we just, smoke them out? Throw some torches and shit in there.
Yeah, do they not they're bugs, right? I don't know.
Yeah, can we fumigate, Michael?
Yeah, can we beat them?
I mean, I know we kind of talked about this in the flooding it, but yeah, maybe fumigation would work better.
I mean, what would you fumigate them with?
We hotbox them.
Yeah. What would you hotbox them with?
Drugs?
We put burning trees in front and then create wind.
Okay. Are you going to make me nature roll to find a herb or something we can use?
Yeah, we need to find some freaking drugs to make them trip balls. Fungus.
Burn. There's stuff to burn, but...
Yeah. Michael understands there's wood. He's asking,
I'm talking about
The cave is big. It's a big cave.
No, we probably got to find him.
Okay, then we need a lot of wood.
That's why I think any idea like this is bad. We're not gonna be able to get enough water, and if we do, it's gonna be bad and it's gonna ruin the mine forever. We can't do
what
fire.
What if I use my hound that I have access to now?
You have a hound?
I have a hound.
What does he do?
What if I get an unnatural 20 to find a good herb to smoke him out with?
I would want to see that roll.
I said unnatural.
Oh.
If I was lying, I'd say it was a nat 20, Michael.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And guess what are you doing?
Okay, well, nobody wants to smoke them out, so I guess we got to go in there. We just got to cut them up.
Can we smoke them out in the other way, where we go a weed smoking competition, and if whoever loses has to leave?
What if we have like a vape contest of who can like do the best like vape smokes?
I mean, you would have to convince them of that, but you know.
We can charm them.
If they fail the contest, they just have to go out into the sun where they burn.
I love the idea that we charm them to enter the contest, not charm them to leave.
To like, leave.
Fuck, we lost
well,
the contest.
Yeah, so actually, can we get a reminder on like what problems they are causing in the mines?
Yeah. I don't really know why I want them dead, but I do.
I need to remember what the situation though. Is.
Well, the Umber Hulks were the ones that were causing the mine to collapse.
Oh.
The Hook Horrors are simply going through and eating the occasional miner and knocker.
Okay, yeah, that's a problem.
That's less our problem.
Wait, yeah, how many miners, like, what's the staff of this mine? Like, how many people do we have on staff?
Like, there are people that live in the village, right?
Yeah, but how many?
I have a fucking answer for this.
Whoa. Hell yeah, baby.
I don't remember what it is. I think it's 40-ish.
I guess I want to know like how much of a revolving door we can afford to have. If they're getting
yeah, is it like one a day or like one or two a year?
Yeah, you know, like we can rehire. I think we've established that Screech is not a good guy at this point.
No, I feel like Chuck would care, though. Chuck would care if people were getting eaten in the mine in his town.
He would care, but it's also like, that's kind of the mine's business. Like, if people were getting eaten in town, like, that he
but
would care more about.
But people who live in town work in the mine.
That is true.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, your people that you theoretically know could be being eaten by these hook horrors.
So there's 10 Flintbeard clan dwarves that work in the mines, and an additional 30 humans that work in the mines. So you definitely know that. You know, the 30 humans, at least.
These are your neighbors, Chuck.
Do we know any of them?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
I expect for Celine and Screech to not care.
It's more of like, you know, it's only been 2 weeks that, you know, this is not necessarily something that.
Do we think it's possible to, like, not just go in and, like, kill the hook horrors, but to be like, guys, stop it.
I'm ready to just roll deep and just start cutting them up.
I say we just do a classic. Let's do it. Stop asking questions.
Yes, classic smash and bash.
Let's smash and bash, baby.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of the ethics of it.
Yeah.
Tim's like,
no. Gary Gygax said they have no soul.
We're allowed to show them nude.
Well, roll nature, somebody who wants to know about them.
Can we also ask the Hunters Guild? I know Hunters Guild's are like, we shoot things with fur.
Yeah.
I rolled a 5.
I got a 4.
You don't know shit.
Wow.
I didn't roll.
Michael, I got a 14 nature roll.
Okay. Well, the 14, you believe, and you did actually see them.
I did, yeah. Maybe I, like, researched them a little bit after I encountered them.
That guy got no soul.
They have a very low intelligence, that they do have an intelligence.
Okay.
Yikes.
You also know that they are fierce predators.
They're not going to listen to reason if we're like, hey, guys, stop it.
They aggressively defend their hunting grounds. You know that. You read that somewhere.
So like they're like a puma.
So we aggressively hunt in their defending grounds, you know what I'm saying?
What's up? Let's go.
Just fuck them up.
Let's fuck them up. Yeah, it's food chain, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, this is just Jennifer having qualms. I don't think Selene would care.
Yeah, I would like to get this to see if Granona wants to sweeten the pot for us.
Oh.
Michael DeBarro. Because again, this feels outside of the Chuck thing. Chuck doesn't care. Chuck doesn't fall in the mines. It's too scary.
And like Selene too. He's too tall, like, well, big. We're getting the Theonite. Like, so it's not really getting in the way of stuff. I guess it might be good if I'm like, and also I got rid of these hook horns
exactly
to my bosses. So I guess Selene would have an incentive.
I would think that owning the mine would make Screech maybe want to look after it, but
I mean, Screech does want to do it. Like, I think,
but I'm not in his head.
But people are cheap, Michael, you know?
That's true.
Especially if the hook horror is like killing the older ones, that'd be more awkward to fire. So it's really just like a self, you know, cleaning system.
Wow.
It's really, I think for Screech's, from Screech's perspective, it's the bottom line of like, how much is it costing him like in lost product and how much does it cost him to replace a worker when a worker gets taken?
You probably gotta like pay some sort of a settlement to like a family. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe. I mean, you know, it's act of God.
Like legally the contract, I don't have to do anything.
Raya did this.
I just want to remind everybody that as a businessman, Bruce Wayne is also not a good person. So
he opened exactly one orphanage.
So you go talk to Granona.
Hello, it's me, Granona.
Granona, baby, how are you today?
I don't remember if this was my accent, but it is now.
I remember it was really fucked up when you did it the other time we talked. Hey, we're going to take care of that Umber Hulk for you, but we're going to need a little something. What did I say?
You said Umber Hulk.
I did say Umber Hulk.
Hook horrors.
Hook horror. This all happened in character.
Yes, he's like, oh my god, this is hook horror.
Sorry, we fought Umber Hulk. Anyways, we're going to go take care of that hook horror for you.
Oh, that's good.
So we're hoping we can get a little reward, little sweetness action on that. Little something.
What's just beyond just the knowledge that you've done a good deed?
I'm thinking gold.
What are we talking? What kind of gold are we talking?
Coin?
Real gold?
I know you mean real gold.
Oh, I think she's asking how much.
I haven't had to do this.
How many of the gold coins?
Oh.
15?
All the gold.
All 15?
15 total.
Yeah, is that a lot? Is that a lot?
Each.
Is that a good... Each?
Each.
Yeah, 15 each.
You want 15 gold pieces each.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that too much?
So Beholder Doodle would be like whatever low number she offers, be like, you know, that's plenty. Because I know that it's going to come out of Screech's coffers.
That's right. Right.
We're doing it for the love. I don't know why I'm a pirate.
But,
I'm a pirate now.
15 gold each. Final offer.
Roll persuasion.
And just for those of you at home, this is a horrible reward. 16.
You've got yourself a deal. I just have to get my boss to sign off on it. And as soon as I see that no good Screech Echo, I'll have him sign the paper.
Yeah, that guy sucks. Good luck. He's probably in some ditch somewhere.
Oh, he's probably eating a prawn sandwich in the fancy place.
Yeah, yeah. Leave a message over the cock douchebag factory. He owns it.
Beholder Doodle's like, I gotta go rock a piss. I'll be back. Around the corner, and then, woo, Screech comes out of the bathroom. Weird. Hey, gang, what are we talking about?
Oh, boss!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, where did you come from?
I was just rocking a piss. You know who I saw in there?
Who?
Oh.
Some dog dude. I've never seen him before.
You saw Beholder Doodle, and you're not freaking out about it?
Who?
Aren't you his friend? I've lost the thread on who you know.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, fuck, I did say that. He did say that.
Interesting. Are you on drugs?
I mean, yes.
Boss!
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I keep falling into gruff voices.
I'm gonna need you to sign off on this work order. It's for an extra 100 gold pieces.
Wait, 100? Hold on. What's the math on that?
Don't worry about it.
I thought... Screech reflexively says, like, I thought it was only 15 per person.
You weren't here.
I just saw Beholder Doodle in the bathroom. I told you this.
Oh, okay.
Sweating.
And he told you that?
Yep. He also said that he'll forgo his share. He doesn't need it. He's doing it for the love of the... quote. And this is a quote. The love of the game.
Well, you still have to pay it. We get an extra whatever that math is. Throw that 15 on top, baby. Wait, Screech, you get a cut too? Wait, you're paying it. Wait.
Yeah, it's coming out of my pocket, so like it doesn't.
This is confusing.
All right, I guess I only need
45.
So no, still 60. We still get 60.
60.
No, it's for tax reasons. It's being gifted. It's still getting paid out to Beholder Doodle, but then being gifted back to a nonprofit. That's under-
why don't we make it an even 50?
No, 60.
I think we make it 30.
No!
Okay, so 45. We all agree.
60! Why are we having this argument? This is barely any gold.
60! 60 was for all four of you. Don't forget, I'm still paying out 60.
And not Screech Bucks either. That stuff is worthless.
Then 15 is going back into a subsidiary for use in research and development. Tax-free, you understand.
So...
60. Final offer. Let's go.
All right, boss. Can you sign this?
I'll have to make a couple edits, and I just cross out 60 and write 45 in like a crayon, and then I sign it and hand it back.
Does this work for you? To Chuck.
I'm already like walking away.
All right. Looks like the RP is done.
this is a astoundingly lower reward.
Truly, it's. I'd give you 45 per.
Well, it's already been signed. I gotta go take a shit and go back in the bathroom. Beholder Doodle comes out. You'll never believe who I saw in there.
All right, so once you've proven they're dead, I'll give you your 60 gold pieces.
Huh. Did he tell you that I'm giving my 15 back to charity?
There was a lot of talk, and it's kind of... getting late, so I just sort of thought...
Okay, well, yeah, I'll take my 15, and I'll make sure it gets to the
squabbling
right...
Squabbling over a very small number of coins.
Well, you know, you can never be too shrewd in business.
That's a fair point.
Let's go murder some hook whores, eh? Let's go cut them up!
Hell yeah.
All right, you can go right through here, down the ladder, and then you know the way from there.
She points you to the way, to the mine.
Okay, let's go.
Wasn't What's-Her-Face supposed to make me something to help me see in the dark, or am I making that up?
Oh, Lucy?
Yeah, Lucy.
Yeah.
Do we ever get that?
You haven't really asked for it.
Where's Lucy? I'm not going to do an aside right now. I'm just curious.
It's not here.
I gotta go take a shit.
Yeah.
I do believe that Rourke has a sending stone.
I do. To Lucy.
Can you see if she can overnight those goggles? It's not to help me see. I can see, but I need to see better.
Yeah, I can see what she's up to. Hey, Lucy. Lucerino. Lucy Boosie.
Yeah?
Lucy Juicy. Juicy Lucy.
What?
You're not being cool right now. No. Wait.
Those goggles that I guess Boulder Doodle wants. Those could come tomorrow? I got to show you something really cool. Let's meet in the cemetery anyway in the morning, and we could do a handoff. I promise it's totally worth it. Plus, I'll bring you more sausage rolls. You want Ratma's toenail clippings in there?
Wow, that was a lot. Got to cool it on the graveyard for a few days. Apparently, that Wally Bonebraith guy kicked a bucket for some reason.
Wait, he died just right now? Because that's not cool. That's like the opposite of what... Honestly, actually, that tracks. Walk with me, talk with me.
You're holding a stone.
Yeah, Rourke just turns around and walks towards the cemetery. I need to... Can we meet later? Well, I guess we can't meet later in the cemetery. I don't know where to meet if it's not the cemetery. I gotta be honest. That's the only place. Do you want to meet in the mop closet?
Have her send some ants to help with these hook oars.
We're gonna make bad time if we don't leave right now.
Oh my god, this is such a dad thing to be mad about.
We're gonna meet behind the stables at midnight?
Yes, but watch out for Lil Petey. He's mouthy.
No worries. I'll see him a mile away with these cool new goggles I made.
Sweet. See you then.
All right, well, I guess we still got to go cut hook oars up in the dark.
Yeah.
Well, not all of us will be doing it in the dark.
Yeah, we can see in the dark. It's fine.
We'll just be, like, owning you the whole time.
Lucy didn't even say bye. That's, wow. Can I put light on Beholder Doodle's eyes?
That's horrible. What if you put it on, like, the little, like, I'm sure he's probably got, like, a collar around his neck. Like, can you put it on?
Oh, he's adopted.
Instantly blind.
Wait, what if you put it, like, a little hat on his head, like a mining hat?
Yeah, give me a headlamp.
Oh, a little party hat.
Doesn't he have, like, zany eyeball stalks? Put on one of the eyeball stalks so he's like one of those undersea fish.
Granona hands you a helmet that has a candle on the end.
All right.
Okay.
It doesn't work that good, but...
Well, you know, the rest of us can see, and, you know, we'll...
I can't run too fast or it'll go out.
That's true.
Chuck is passive aggressively just always being like 48 feet.
Yeah, he's just pacing around.
And I imagine since I have dark vision, you just see my eyes glowing like a cat.
Yeah, let's fucking go. Let's go.
And I'm just huffing.
We break into the hook whore's house.
Cool hat. Did they make that an adult?
Oh my God.
I'm a fucking superhero. Show some respect. My tail is in whatever position it is for aggressive dogs, angry dogs.
You're in attack mode. Hell yeah. Good.
I'm seeing it. You gotta start doing the like zzz to your neck.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
All right, Michael, we head deeper. Into the mines. Let's go.
You head deeper and you come to a cavern, a crevasse, and there's a rope suspended over it, which I believe you all used to swing across the first time.
I think we did.
I think Celine held Screech in his arms and swang across.
Yeah, I believe my mage hand was involved in some way. There was some stuff.
That's funny. Y'all funny. This is scary. Oh, this is so scary. I don't know about all this, gang. Oh, no, fuck this. How far is the crevasse? How wide, Michael?
It's like a 30-foot crevasse.
I could grapple across it.
You can't jump over it. I wanted to make it big enough so you couldn't jump over it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Can I grapple, Michael? Are there stalagmites and or tights, depending on which one's correct?
I mean, there's literally a rope hanging down, but yeah, I guess you could grapple.
It's cooler if I grapple, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, sure, if you want to use your grappling hook that you definitely have.
I mean, if you're going to tell me I don't have it, you are too late for that, my friend. Natural 20.
All right, you fire your grappling. So what are you doing? Does it like fire into the rock? How does that work?
It probably wraps around and it's jagged enough, stalagmite and or tight, that it like the rope doesn't just slip off.
Jagged as hell.
Yeah, it's jagged, but it's not sharp. It's not sharp. It doesn't cut at all. The rope is fine. It sticks, but it doesn't cut, Michael.
Okay. I mean, what am I going to say? You rolled a natural 20. There's nothing I can do.
And it's cool.
There's nothing I can do.
It's cool when I do it.
So that happens.
Yeah.
So we have two ropes now.
I get to the other side. I'm like, yeah, suck it.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of justice.
So, like, you grab the mage hand, bring it over to us, and...
Yeah, I cast the mage hand.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking die.
Pull it over.
Roar, can you inspire me, please?
Chuck is freaking out.
Yes.
I'm gonna fucking die.
Is Chuck afraid of heights?
He's afraid of fucking big holes. It's different.
He's afraid of crevasses.
Yeah, I think this is a pretty normal thing to be afraid of. What if I fall forever and I die of dehydration?
Before you reach the wall.
Yeah. So, do you Bardic inspire me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go first because I don't want, if it breaks, I don't want you guys to see me cry as I fall.
This is an athletics roll with advantage.
Okay, I am not horrible at that.
Don't roll bad.
Dirty 20. Thank God. Well, not thank God. My first roll is an 18. My second roll is a 2. So, 21, actually. 21. Dirty 21.
You are nimble as you swing across.
Ah! I have my eyes closed and I land and I'm just like, I immediately grab on to a holder doodle. Did I make it? Did I make it?
Yeah, it looks like you're here.
Toenails everywhere.
All right, who's swinging next?
I'll go.
Oh.
I will also Bardic inspire Celine.
It's just, yeah, I probably do need Bardic inspiration, honestly.
I should have guidance to you, Mubby.
I got a 20 acrobatics.
Yeah, you swing across amazingly as well.
I done did it.
Leaving just Celine.
Okay. And sorry, and Nika, did you cast a thing on me?
Yeah, Bardic inspiration.
And what does that do again?
If you fail, you have a D8 as an inspiration die to use on an ability, attack, saving throw.
Perfect. Michael, you said acrobatics?
Or athletics.
Animal handling?
I'm going to take acrobatics because that's better for me.
Don't die.
That's a 0.
No, it's not. It's not good, but... Whew. Okay, so...
Wait, did you roll with advantage?
Was I supposed to roll with advantage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, that is better. 23.
Wow. You've all solved the puzzle.
Celine actually looks really cool when she goes across on the mm-hmm. rope. Like, her cape is, like, fluttering, and she, like, lands really lightly.
Yeah.
On the other side.
I feel like 23 is the best roll.
That was so fucking cool, Beholder Doodle says.
We don't have to do more of that, do we? Like, what else did you guys have to deal with? I'm fucked.
Well, mainly the hook horrors. Which were a problem. Wait, but now they'll be all of us, so I think it'll be easier.
Yeah, we were just running. I'm not gonna lie.
And they caught us first. Like we were hanging upside down nude.
What?
Yeah, they caught us.
Wait, was that was not Beholder Doodle though, right?
That was Screech.
I mean, I don't know. This is my first time here. If it was me, then yes, I remember it. If it wasn't me, I would never been here.
That was days ago. Who could know?
But yeah, the reason it was a problem is because they ambushed us and had us hanging by our feet from the top of the cave. That's why we couldn't deal with it.
Uh-huh.
But now, we're all on our feet, and there's 4 of us. So I think it'll go better this time.
Sure, okay. But fuck, we're gonna have to go back across that rope again. God damn it.
You had to go back.
Yeah.
You can do it. I mean, Chuck, you did it the first time.
Did I?
You did.
Oh.
You're here.
You okay?
And Celine, like, pats him on the arm, like, because he's stressed out. He's fucking bugging right now. Okay, so should we just move forward?
Yeah, how about you two lead? What with you being here before?
Okay.
You do remember the way back to where you were suspended in that room.
Okay. So we make our way there stealthily, I'm assuming. I don't know, should we roll stealth rolls?
Yeah, I got it.
Gotta do it. You gotta roll stealth.
18 stealth, Michael.
Dirty 20 stealth.
Oh my god. Are you stealthier than me and you're so big?
I mean, I got that new armor, so it removes my disadvantage. And I rolled really good.
Not to brag, but I got a 19 on stealth.
Nice job.
22.
Damn.
Nice. Oh my god, we're so stealthy right now.
We are the knight.
We are we are silence.
I'm mad because my stealth is +9 and literally everyone got better than...
I rolled a 17, so.
It's okay, bud.
Up ahead, you hear.
Ah! 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 Holterdoodle, do you want to creep forward and, like, see what's going on up there so we can make a plan?
He has a light on his fucking head.
Well, turn it off.
Yeah, I got a I got a candle, but because our stealth rolls are so good, Michael, I think there's a case to be made for me to be hiding behind a candle that's in the room and for people to just think it's that candle.
Ooh.
These hook horrors love candles.
They do. Well, you see, there is light up ahead coming from where the screaming is happening.
If I get up to the light, I'll extinguish the candle.
It looks like like firelight.
Ooh.
But it's I do the thing that that real Bachman is scared to do, where you lick your fingers and pinch the candle out.
Okay. Alright, that sounds so cool.
Yeah. He doesn't even do it quickly, he holds it.
Whoa. So you sneak into this room?
Yes.
This appears to be the kitchen, and they are currently tenderizing a knocker.
How many are tenderizing a knocker?
There are three hook horrors.
I didn't realize they're smart enough.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the knockers are like our buddies, and so the hook horrors are causing problems for them also.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Or they were nice to us anyway.
I didn't know they had a kitchen. Oi, oi, oi. I feel
they have
a little more torn about this.
I feel like their kitchen is more just like a fire with a cauldron on it.
They've got an island. They're like, today we're doing knocker with a lemon risotto.
Yeah. They're making TikToks.
It's wine o'clock, gang. It says so right here on the board. God.
But they're essentially just slowly bashing this guy, because that's apparently how they like to eat him.
Bashed potatoes.
He's still alive.
Oh no! It's
bash
alive.
Binocker.
Yeah. No, he's screaming as they bash him.
I don't like that.
Gotta do something about it.
I mean, I guess we're hanging back a little, right?
Does this kitchen have an island, Michael, that I can get behind?
As Jennifer said, it's really just a big cauldron and a fire underneath it, and then there's probably some chests and things like that, piles of refuse maybe, but there's stuff you could hide behind.
Okay, I think we probably I'll get in position. We're gonna jump these clowns, right?
Yeah, let's freaking do it.
Well, these aren't clowns,
Michael.
Yeah,
well, there could be. Maybe
we unfortunately now have to be clear when we talk about
clowns. Any clowns?
And we didn't ask if there was clowns.
You didn't. That's why I don't have to tell you.
With all of our great stealth rolls, I mean, I think it's probably easy to say we get a surprise round, right?
I mean, those are factored in, yeah.
I also emboldening bond us, gang.
What does that do again?
Each of you get to add a d4 to your attack roll, ability check, or saving throw.
Oh, hell yeah.
As long as you're within 30 feet of each other. So if one of you is 31 feet away from any one of us, you can't do it. But.
What?
How big is this room?
It's 3 feet. It's a 3 foot wide room.
Freaking fine.
It's one square.
It's one square. It's small as fuck.
It's a closet that is not walk-in.
And then I say to Celine, cast that ghost dog.
Okay. Yeah. So
wouldn't that be fucked up? You're just about to make food and a ghost dog just shows up.
A hellhound. Yeah, it's not a hellhound, it's a hound of ill omen, it's different.
My ghost dog.
So I gotta use 3 of my freaking sorcery points to do it, but I summoned a hound of ill omen. And I imagine, what do you guys think a hound of ill omen? It's built off of a direwolf build, but it's different. So like, what do you, like maybe it just is like all black, and it has like...
Green eyes,
and maybe it's got like a little like diamond, like, or like a little moon shape on its forehead and white, like a spot.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
I think it looks like a Grimm, like from Harry Potter. My favorite series. There's a big scary dog in that. All right, you make that. All right, so you've got a big smoky ghost dog with you.
Uh-huh.
Now what? And you still hear the knocker screaming.
The screaming?
How close can you summon that bitch?
Like, I can summon it.
If you can summon it like in the middle of them, that'd be so
epic.
I think
I can. Basically, okay, so I summon it, and it basically targets one creature. So how many hook horrors are in there doing this right now?
There's three
of them. Is there one that is like, seems like they're in charge in some way?
There's a big one.
Okay.
There's a medium sized one.
Uh-huh.
And there's a little one.
Okay. This one's going for the big one. And yeah, it appears
this
one's
in just right.
It appears in an unoccupied space of my choice within 30 feet of the target.
Whoa.
So I So I think that means I could just, like, put it, like, right up on it,
yeah,
right?
That's, yeah, that's fucked. I love that.
Yeah, I would like him to, like, I snap my fingers, we'll say that. And it, like, the Hound of Omen goes from beside me and, like, a cloud of smoke and appears up there.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, and it snarls.
So let's, why don't we, for fun, roll initiative.
Okay.
9.
I also got a 9.
Oh my god, my initiative's so good.
18.
27.
Wow.
Shut the fuck up. Numbers don't go that high.
I got plus 10.
That's fucked. Michael, you gotta stop giving us levels. We're too strong for you.
Sorry. I will.
We're like gods with massive balls.
So you do get a surprise round. Beholder Doodle.
Oh shit.
You're up first, buddy.
Should have rolled worse. Which one is the one that is actively stabbing the other thing?
The littlest one.
I'll take on the littlest one. Absolutely.
Oh my god, this child.
Did you guys read The Littlest Knocker?
No, The Littlest Hook Horror.
The Littlest Hook Horror.
Yeah.
It's just bashing on him.
Yeah, well, let's just get in there. Let's get a quick little... If it fell out of my hands because I've been drinking, does that mean that I roll? Is that the roll I have to take?
Mm-hmm. That's the Lord.
It was an accident.
You can add a D4 to it. It was an accident.
I wouldn't count it.
Okay.
I wouldn't personally count it, but...
You wouldn't count it. But I will tell you right now, if I had rolled a 20, I would have absolutely counted it. But since you said I don't have to...
You can't do it either way, though.
That's fine. Okay, 17 plus 14. 7 plus 14, not 17 plus 14. That'd be a great roll.
So, it's a 21 to hit?
That's what I said.
That hits.
That's a sneak attack, so there's another 2d6 associated with that. That's 14 damage.
Nice.
Probably gonna do that second attack, though. That's a nat 20!
What the fuck?
Every single time I crit on an attack, I have to ask, but it's double damage die?
Yes.
Okay.
On everything. It counts for your sneak attack, I'm pretty sure.
Well, sneak attack was already used on the first attack.
Oh, that's right. You should lie and say I'm not doing that one.
Yeah, for sure. It's 11 damage for that second attack, Michael.
Wow.
What does it look like when he dies?
Tenderize this.
I don't know yet. It's not dead yet.
That's unfortunate. Because he used all my actions on that. I'm just, I stabbed this thing a couple of times, and I'm just kind of standing behind it with my dick in my hand, hoping you guys can do something cool.
Hey guys, what if it'd be funny if we left?
Yeah, they haven't seen any of you. Just peace out.
Yeah.
Guys!
This lady won't know.
We actually took a life insurance policy out on him. Screech is gonna be so mad.
Chuck, you're up next.
Oh, shit. Yeah, baby. So what I'm going to do... What?
Sorry, so I'm supposed to roll initiative for my Hound of Ill Omen also.
Okay.
So, but I can't figure... Do creatures not have initiative?
It's just their dex.
Oh, it's just their... So plus two? Okay. Well, well, well. That's 17 for my Hound of Ill Omen. Okay, I just wanted to say, because I wasn't, you know, if I got higher, mm-hmm. I was supposed to be before you, but...
Michael Dude Morrow, I would like to cast Bane. Excuse me, Boone. I guess for the campaign, I'm casting Boone. They need to make a charisma saving throw, my friend.
Two. I got two. I rolled a 4, and they have a minus 2.
So for all of them?
Oh, no, just one. You want me to do the other ones?
Yeah, this is for all threesies.
All three? Jesus.
The DC's 16, by the way. So if they fail, then they have to subtract a D4 from their rolls.
All right, two of them fail.
Cool beans, baby. Have to roll D4 at the end of attack roll or saving throws.
Okay. They've been baned.
And then... yeah, I'm going to... kind of hang back a little bit, but come out a little bit more from the shadows. And I believe that's going to be my turn, my friends.
Alrighty, let's go with Rourke. Or Celine. It's actually up to you guys.
Wait, but what about my Hound of Ill Omen that had a 17?
Sorry, he was 17?
Yeah.
Then they are next.
Then you can go, Celine. Mm-hmm. Since it's right after, you can just go after it then.
Okay, cool. So a few things about my Hound of Hill Omen. Michael, it's mostly a direwolf, but instead of a size large, it's a size medium, and it counts as a monstrosity, not a beast. Now, I don't know what that means, but I figured I should tell you. And I get a little bit of extra temporary hit points because it'd be my thing. I'm going to freaking try to bite the big one.
Bite the big one.
Bite.
Bite the big one.
It's snarl. Oh my god, the art for the direwolf, his mouth is all bloody. It's fucked.
Is Screech within 5 feet of the big one?
Is who?
Is Beholder Doodle within 5 feet of the big one?
It depends on how close together they are.
That's true. I mean,
they were all like around the cauldron, right?
He said it's a 1 foot square.
They were around the cauldron. They are pretty close to each other.
So probably, yeah, right? Which means I get advantage.
Mm-hmm. We got a real, like witch's coven situation going on here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to assume I have it, that my little guy has advantage then.
Okay.
Guys, I rolled a nat 20.
Woo!
What?
A knight of 20s.
I love that.
Yeah.
4d6 plus 3.
That's so many!
And then he needs to make a strength saving throw, if it's a creature. Which it is.
It is a creature.
Yeah, it has to do that or be knocked prone.
So, 13 strength saving throw.
Ah, they're very strong, but it failed.
Oh, yeah. The big one gets knocked prone. That is per the
hell yeah.
Direwolf thingy.
And that is 11 piercing damage.
That was a bad roll.
It was a bad roll. I rolled a 3, a 5, a 2, and a 2.
That sucked.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
But still... I mean, it's something.
That's so true. That's a good point. I apologize. And you knocked him prone. That's great.
Yeah, he's prone. So, okay, so that happens. And then is it Celine's turn now?
It is Celine's turn now.
I mean, I guess I don't want to attack the big one because I want my guy to keep getting it. Or I guess it's fine.
You have disadvantage on range attacks against him because he's prone. Because he's, like, on the ground.
If you are hitting him melee, then you get advantage. But if you're shooting at him, it's like, oh, he's a small target because he's laying on the ground.
Yeah, if it's anything with a saving throw, it doesn't matter. Because saving throw, you just need to be able to see him.
I'm going to cast... I don't want disadvantage on it. I'm going to cast Fireball on one of the other ones, then. One of the ones that's not on the ground.
You could do Mind Sliver, because that's a save.
Wait, you're saying that won't have disadvantage?
Correct. Yeah, because any spell that's has like a plus is like you're shooting it at them. Might as well be like an arrow. And if they're prone, you have disadvantage because they're a smaller form, even though this thing's big as shit. But.
Okay, well then, yeah, I'll cast Mind Sliver on the big boy then.
Yeah, Michael, what do these things look like, by the way? I barely know what they look like.
They are horrible. Yeah, they're actually pretty cool. They have big beaks and, like, huge-ass hooks on their arms.
Oh, I hate this guy.
These guys are nasty.
Maybe they don't have fur. Okay. These are grosser than I thought.
No, they kind of got, like, crab claws, almost.
Well, that's because crab is the most perfect evolution. Michael, oh, okay. So he's just bashing the guy with his big hooks.
Yeah, his big hooks. He's just, like, smashing him.
He needs to make an intelligence save.
You know he's not very smart.
Otherwise, I will drive a disorienting spike of psychic energy into his mind.
Minus d4, by the way, bud.
Get fucked.
Oh, man.
Whichever, unless this is the one that passed. I don't know which one's passed.
8.
Ooh, idiot. No, that's not going to do it.
Idiot.
Yeah, that's going to be 2d6 of psychic damage.
Oh, come on.
Sorry about it.
I feel like we always attack your characters, Michael. And I'm sorry.
It's like every episode.
That's 8 psychic damage. And he subtracts 1d4 from his next saving throw it makes before the end of the next turn.
Let's go! Minus 2d4s on his next saving
throw?
That's
unfortunate.
What a freaking butthole.
Freaking kick their asses. So I assume that he's like, with his little hooks, like grabbing his hand like... Bah!
Yeah, he's like... Ah!
These things kind of have a turtle-like quality to them, too. So he's probably on his back shell. They're like bird turtles. I don't like the way they look.
I might as well just try to shove one of them just because.
Shove one into the fucking cauldron.
Oh my god, I'm going to. Can I try to pull it into the fire?
Oh, yeah.
Let me. Okay.
Let me. Can I please?
Strength save. I mean, what if I try to pull the one that's on the ground?
It has a minus two d4s. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try to telekinetic shove it into the
he
fire.
He gets attacked by a spooky dog. His brain gets like psychically pierced, and he gets shoved. We're bad people.
he was literally killing a guy.
There's something so much more fucked up by the way that this crew kills people.
I think that's true, actually.
There's so few of us that just, like, obviously Bachman, like, stabs him, but he stabs him so fucking hard.
No, I think the things that we do, the rest of us are very fucked.
Yeah. Well, Bachman stabs you, you don't even know you're dead. Because he, like...
Yeah, you, like, look down and like, huh? And then your head falls off.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I have to roll a strength save.
And then subtract 2d4s.
Minus 2d4.
That's a fun combo you got there now.
It is. I know. I'm happy about it.
I failed.
Haha. He's pulled into the fire.
No, he's pushed.
He gets scooped right into the pot.
He's pushed from behind into the fire.
All right. He starts to smell delicious. He takes some damage.
Hell yeah. Get freaked.
Guys, I love having a Houndaville moment.
All right. Now, Rourke.
Okay, so there's just, like, the other guy, the big guy?
There's the biggest one is in the pot, bubbling away. The medium one has been untouched, and the small one, Beholder Doodle is...
Thank you!
Is putting holes in him.
I guess I will go for the medium one and stab it... 23 and a 14.
The 23 definitely hits. I think the 14 might miss. Yeah, 14 misses.
4 damage.
Woo, what'd you do?
Stab him. Paper cut him with a dagger. I got nothing, sorry.
Nice. All right, back to the top. Now the bad guys get to play. But first... Beholder Doodle.
Hey, you know him, you love him. I'm gonna keep stabbing this dude, right? There's no reason to stop.
Yeah, stab him.
It's giving me no reason to be concerned.
I hate this guy.
That's not a great roll. That is gonna be a 12.
Add a d4 to it, bud.
Add a d4. That's a 2, so add a 2 to that. What, I had 12, 14, Michael. You can't argue with a 14.
Yeah, it misses, bitch.
Yeah, the misses. You shouldn't have done that.
I feel like you think because I've been drinking, you can get away with calling me a bitch, and you're right.
And you can. I love you.
I do want you to know that you were very close.
I'm gonna fucking swing again.
Do it.
13 plus 7. 20.
That hits.
That's an ugly 20, friends. Oh my god, 9 plus... So here's the thing, sneak attack, is it only my first attack?
No.
So I can apply it to the first attack that hits?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking cool. Play a rogue, everybody.
Yeah, rogues are pretty sick.
16 damage to his balls, that's what I was aiming for.
What? Oh, you get him. Is that all you got?
I mean, yeah, I swung twice. Only hit once.
Alright, it... swings around and turns at you, and it screeches at you with its big beak, and its little tongue is going flip 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 as it's like screeching at you. Really sorry, I said screeching at you.
And that actually was very offensive.
And then it tries to hit you with both of its hooks.
I hope it gets me.
I hope it misses.
Thank you, Michael. I can see why we ran from these guys last time.
Yeah, they're pretty strong.
Yeah,
two against these guys is tough.
There's three last time? That's fucked.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I'm sorry I made fun of you. I didn't realize there's three of them.
Thank you.
I think the last two showed up like after you guys went across.
Okay. All right, Michael.
Never tell them that.
I was trying to lie. No, I actually just forgot.
Michael, what are you doing?
Shut up.
Does a 16 hit?
I mean... if you're looking at armor class, yeah.
16 hits? Jesus.
Yeah.
How about a 14?
A 14 if it meets and beats.
You only have a 14 armor class, are you sure?
Yeah, it's probably something stupid that I did.
All right. Well, it hit you twice.
That's That's fine. I'm used to getting fucking wrecked every fight I'm in.
You're going to take 22 piercing damage.
I can survive that. That's fine.
Hey, you've grown.
He likes it.
I got. That's why I took second wind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's why a lot of things.
Yeah. Chuck.
Okay. I will cast Guiding Bolt at the one that is attacking Screech.
Okay.
I got a one, so...
Ooh.
That misses.
I'm going to use my movement to run up next to this one, and like, heard you need some help, kid. And then I punch the hook horror in the face, and that is me using my special help action, my fey gift, and so I can do it three times. I'm using help. The next person that attacks it gets advantage. And they will get a spite. So this thing has disadvantage on the next attack it makes.
Nice.
So I get to add one of three different effects to my help. Isn't that fun? So it has disadvantage. The next person that attacks him has advantage. And that's my turn.
Sick.
Stop hitting yourself.
Hound dog time.
Hound dog time. Who has advantage, correct, from what you just did?
Yeah.
You would have advantage regardless.
That's what I'm saying.
Because your homies are nearby.
Oh, I see, I see.
Are you attacking the little one or the one in the pot? Or the medium-sized one.
I mean, I think I have to attack the one in the pot, because he has to attacking
you,
that
you
one.
Would have, like, three different ways to have advantage on this, so you're fine.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, the one in the pot, because I think that he has to stick with that one until
so he falls in the pot, and a dog just jumps in.
The dog's like,
I love the heat.
yeah, okay, so let me roll. That is a 23 to hit.
That really hits.
Ha-ha. Rolling shit.
Stop it.
9 piercing damage.
It doesn't like it at all.
And I guess it's gotta take another strength save throw or throw it in the pot.
No.
it gets
spun around in a circle.
Yeah, I will.
Like a washing machine.
I mean, it's...
You can't get double prone.
Is it currently prone already? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Did he get up, Michael?
I'm just saying he can't get up. Like, he's gotta do a strength save if he's gonna try to be up. So he's just still in the pot.
Jesus,
still in the pot.
Double prone.
Okay, yeah, that's it for my my hound.
Sweet.
Celine's turn now.
No, now it's medium sized horror's turn.
What?
And it's only been engaged by Rourke. So, therefore. Rourke does a...
Probably.
Which one succeeded the Bane?
What?
Which one succeeded on their Bane?
I'm guessing it would probably be the medium one.
Okay.
Because that's the only one that hasn't really been touched, but...
Sorry, real quick side note, just so folks know. Unfortunately, my hound, once its target... is down to zero, it disappears.
Not unfortunately, he's a good boy. He did his job.
He did his job. Well, but I want him to attack another guy, though. But no, he does his job and leaves.
First swing is a 12.
That does not hit it.
The second one is a little bit higher at a 24.
If it's anything higher than 12, it will hit.
What?
All right, well, you take 11 piercing damage.
Woogie.
Yeah.
Woo! That's not that bad.
Now it's Celine's turn.
Okay. While the hound is within 5 feet of the target has disadvantage on saving throws against any spell you cast.
Oh, that's...
It has disadvantage also, just naturally, against my spells.
Okay.
Because we're working together.
If that's what it says, that sounds awesome.
Yes. So I guess what I'm wondering is, should I attack it since it has disadvantage, or should I deal with the medium-sized one since my hound is just going to continue to attack this guy?
Your hound's not doing a ton of damage, so...
It's not, that's true.
But you would have disadvantage on your spells, so you just have a normal roll, so it's up to you. No wrong it. I say fucking cast Fireball on all of us. Let's just us.
You mean fireball?
Yeah, fireball and all of
it. Okay, I was laughing thinking about that, like just casting fireball and like exploding this whole like cave. All of us.
Don't do that.
No,
I would die.
I'm gonna cast firebolt though.
Okay.
On my dude in the pot, I guess.
Turn that heat up.
Yeah.
Boiling, baby.
He'd explode the pot.
A carrot pops into carrot corn.
I rolled really bad, but I don't have it.
No, because he's prone. And he's probably also has a completely total cover because he's in a goddamn pot. You can't see this guy. I have no idea how he got in a pot. Have we talked about this? He was on his back and he somehow
pushed.
He got pushed
into the pot.
Ow.
Who did that?
Whoop.
It was a classic whoop situation.
I mean, I rolled a one on my firebolt. So.
Rolling a one's kind of my thing for spells.
Well, I did it.
So. Yeah, the two spellcasters, well, one of the two of the three spellcasters run in, shoot wildly different directions.
Yes.
So I'm going to say that your firebolt, it hits the cauldron instead of hitting the guy.
Yeah.
But when it does, the additional heat, a bunch of steam comes flying out the top and the hook horror goes,
I'm hungry. These things do kind of look delicious.
They might be.
Like chicken crabs?
Oh, that's, oh my god, what if it's like snow crab? It'd be so good. Okay, so that, then I gotta push somebody else. I gotta shove someone else.
You love shoving.
Why would I not do it? It's hilarious. It's easy. It doesn't matter.
We've all said that everyone's near the pot. Shove another one in the pot.
Let me try to shove the medium sized one in the pot.
Shove
it's
it.
A straight save.
This is our classic three bro soup.
Unfortunately, it rolled an 18.
No! I wanted to throw it in the pot! What a terrible round for me.
It will not go in the pot. We can't answer the question of how do two of these things fit in a pot.
This is magic.
It got cooked down somehow.
Reduced.
Okay, I got some freaking done then.
You're done? All right. Roar!
I am going to cast Healing Word on Beholden Doodle.
Yeah, you are.
For 3d4 plus 3.
34 plus 3.
Yes.
I should have done that.
11.
All right, you get healed. All right, Rourke, what else you got?
I think that's just a bonus, so I guess I can try to stab the medium one again. I don't. Never mind.
You can add d4. What if?
I rolled a 3, so at most it's 8. Plus 4 would be 12, still under what it needs, so.
Shit. Cock.
This hook horror is going to try to scramble out of this pot. It's not being restrained or held down or anything.
No.
All right. I'm going to say it actually knocks the cauldron over on its side and comes spilling out. So now there's a savory fluid of some kind splashing around your shoes and ankles.
Gross. It's knocker broth.
If you don't have good enough shoes, you're going to have some ouchies.
Mm-hmm.
Knocker broth. I didn't like you saying
that. Well, that's what it is.
Doodle.
You have advantage, bro.
Doodle time.
You got advantage. You got advantage and a d4. I hope you still have that d4.
Let's see what we got. Is this same motherfucker that I've been stabbing since the beginning of time alive?
Yeah, this little guy. He's actually a baby that you've been stabbing.
God. If their babies are this strong, I hate to see the adults.
He's right there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he was in the pot.
He's in the pot.
Oh my god. 12 plus 7. 19. Let's go.
That hits.
Let's say 16.
Damage?
Yeah, for the first attack alone.
Describe killing it with the first attack.
Beholder Doodle sneaks in, and then it's just fucking, like, he's just stabbing. But, like, 2 stabs per 6 seconds, to give you an idea of speed. And then, I guess, I push the corpse in the pot.
Okay. Well, it splashes in there dead. And the other two go... And they wave their hooks around.
Got him.
What are you doing for your second attack?
Holy shit, I got another one?
Get these guys.
Is the big one dead?
No. The little one's dead.
Is the big one still on the ground? Is he still prone?
I mean, he got knocked out of the pot. Confused.
The big one is on the ground.
15 to hit on another one, I guess, if one's around.
15 does hit. 14 does not.
8 damage.
Are you doing the one that's laying on the ground?
Oh, the one that's laying on the ground.
Roll advantage, see if you crit.
Yeah, let's see. I don't.
All right, great job.
Thanks.
All right, hound time.
Hound time. The hound goes right for the big guy. He spilled out of the pot, but my dude is still going for him.
What an annoying guy.
Yeah, he's annoying. And I get advantage again, right? Because the whole thing is if he's... All right, cool. I just feel like my brain's like, it's not can't be possible that I get advantage again.
He's a pack tactic doer.
Yeah, that's true. That would be a 22.
Yo.
To hit.
That hits.
I'm gonna just chip away at this guy.
Yeah.
You're really fucking, like, locking him down.
I am. 9 piercing damage again.
Nice.
Ooh, he's looking rough.
Yeah, I imagine that my Hound of Ill Omen is, like, really, like, getting in the neck zone of this guy, like, argh.
Okay, then medium hook horror time. I think it's close enough that it's going to swing one at Rourke and one at Chuck.
No, you be word.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah. That is a 24 to hit Chuck.
You bitch.
And a 12 to hit Rourke.
That does not hit.
Ah, darn it. Missed again. But Chuck's going to take 11 piercing.
Okay. I have to do a constitution saving throw. They lose their bane.
Aw, that's sad.
Oh, wait, actually, bane does stay up. I'm fine.
Okay, cool. Then we go to Celine.
Haha. I'm going to cast Mind Sliver on the big boy again.
Get fucked.
Get him. Oh, he's so dumb, though.
Intelligence saving throw, and he's got disadvantage.
Oh, he's got disadvantage?
Yeah.
Forget it. It's like a 6.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to do it. That is 9 psychic damages.
Oh, what does it look like when you scramble its brains?
Oh, yeah, baby. So Celine, like, put... So I imagine when Celine does Mind Sliver, she, like... puts her hand out and, like, it's like circles of energy, like wow, 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 like going towards mm-hmm. it. And the energy hits its face and it goes like, like, and then just, yeah.
Like more, foams in the mouth.
Yeah, foams in the mouth. Oh, he's shaking, yeah. His eyes are like crossing.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, and then it's just, yeah, continues to like foam out the mouth after it dies.
That's gross. Is that your turn?
You know what? I mean, you know.
Push somebody, baby.
Yeah, I gotta try to push the other one. I gotta try to push it. Oh, also, sorry, real quick. Also, what happens is the second that the hook horror stops moving, my hound goes poof.
Oh, it's gone.
Disappears into thin air.
Hell yeah.
And then, yeah, I try to just push. I don't even fucking know. I guess I try to push, shove, pull.
Push.
I try to push the medium one towards the pot again.
Which has been pulled over, right?
Yeah, but I'm trying to push it inside of it if I can.
Oh, it fails. It goes right
Yay,
in.
Five feet. It's pulled 5 feet into the cauldron.
Oh, it goes right in there. Splash.
And it's right beside the hook horror that's like dead and foaming.
It's dead. And this is its child.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
We're the baddies.
We are the baddies. Well, they were like killing a guy when we came in here.
That's true.
They were. He's still whimpering. Rourke, you're up.
I guess I'll do 3d4 healing for Chuck.
I don't need it. I'm fine. I didn't even mark my damage. What?
Wow. You said you were fine, but then you didn't even do it.
11.
Well, 11? Yeah. I'm fine.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Save it for those who need it. I'm okay. Thanks, daughter. I love you.
I can stab it? Or no, because it's in the pot.
Well, but it's not like... It's just like the pot is like on its side, like on the ground.
The pot's more of a state of mind.
Yeah.
I got a 19 to stab it, and then 4 damage.
Oh, that stab's real good. It doesn't like it. I'll tell you that for free. And at that point, looking at the time and seeing that Bachman's not even here, then Beholder Doodle pushes the pot cauldron over and somehow traps traps the hook inside of it.
Right on top of it.
And it's so heavy and metal that he can't get out, and it dies.
And it dies with dehydration.
Yeah, just stuck in there. And you just hear it, like, kind of rattling.
Hey, let's bong the side of the kettle until its brains turn to mush.
Oh, my God.
And that's where we end the episode.
That's fucked up.
Wow.
Because you're just bonging away on it.
Yeah, man. This was a brutal fight. Yeah.
It really went for a long time, and I'm sorry about that.
There's something I respect so much more of, like, a big dude hitting someone with a sword or shooting someone with an arrow versus all the things that we do. Horrible.
yeah, we don't have honor. some of you might.
Thank you so much, everyone, here on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. We stream every single Tuesday at around 8:45 p.m. EST. It's a lot of fun. You get to see the raw version of the frickin' show before it gets made good by David. We also give away dice! So head on over to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark and get 15% off. Those of you in chat get a few more seconds to do hashtag Kickstarter, because hey, our Kickstarter is still going. We can't say it enough. It's been like 9 years since our last Kickstarter, because we waited till it might be like any day now. I think we did like March or something like that. And you know, you gotta get it in, because it's gonna be another 10 years. I'm just kidding. It probably won't be.
Yeah,
you gotta.
I'm joking.
Etelano Jaime!
Congratulations!
We try not to play favorites, but when someone we favorite wins, we get excited.
We do! It's more like if I recognize who it is and know who the actual person is.
Yeah, but also Jaime rules. So yeah, it's like on top of
Jaime
that.
He deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Die Hard. And thank you all for joining us. What a bunch of fun. Please, again, Kickstarter or geeklyinc.com/Kickstarter. Check out the Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get in touch with us, we are on Twitter. We're at Geeklyinc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. And you can find me at Thrifty Nerd.
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning and the Jennifer and I's Patreon, patreon.com/contenthole. We just did a fun thing. We started a Valheim server.
Ooh.
So it's one of the benefits of being a patron. It's fun.
Also, very soon, I'm going to be hosting a K-pop music video watch-along for our
it
patrons.
It already happened if you're listening to this in episode.
But we'll do another one, though. Mm-hmm.
So awesome.
Yeah. So that's patreon.com/contenthole. We got a lot of bonus episodes. It's fucking good.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Weirdly, it was like, I have no fucking idea who
I think it's my turn. Sorry, I'm at Jennifer Sheik on Twitter.
You can find me at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Game Crime started 8 minutes ago.
I'm going to literally take this down and then go live on Game Crimes, whether I've got the stream set up or not.
Nice.
So just immediately hop over there.
I love the idea of being able to somehow quantumly rage you somehow. I gotta go see that Ant-Man movie.
I know. I was doing the math trying to figure out how we could make that happen. It's not possible.
Double stream, baby.
Damn.
Well, folks, until next week, keep it dicey.
Let's just keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
Stop, export,
stop it,
upload,
export. Upload. Oh, were we supposed to be recording?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.